The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 23rd of January, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, this has taken a little bit, but it's finally nice to see it. Yep, Google Hangouts meet video calls. You can now get them on your tablets. That is, if you're still using one. Yep, they finally extended support for video calling on Hangouts Meet. And no, it's not just for Android tablets. You can also use it on your iPad, too. Yes, it's only taken a year since the company split the Hangouts chat between the casual users and Meet. And now they finally decided, yeah, maybe it's a good idea we stick it on some tablets. So if you want to take advantage of Google Hangouts Meet, all you got to do is upgrade the app on your iOS or Android device right now. Yep, it is time for 7-Eleven on steroids. Oh yes, Amazon Go is officially open. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Amazon Go, the store of the future. Well, it is now alive and well on the ground floor of Amazon's new headquarters on 7th Avenue in Seattle. Now yes, this concept is pretty cool. That is until you start looking at the photos. Looks kind of cold and lonely. I mean, there's no cashiers, there's no one there to help you. You just come in and say, yeah, I need this and this and this, and you walk out with it. Now yeah, you heard me referring to 7-Eleven on steroids. That's kind of what this is. You can get your sandwiches to go, maybe grab a beverage, and hell, grab some wine on the way out. Why not? Then you pass through these things, which kind of looks like you're about to board a subway train or something. That's where you get charged, and you're off on your merry way. No huss, no fuss, and no social contact. Ah, the future. If you're a recording artist, today is your day for Apple Music. You finally get Apple Music for Artists. Yes, that analytics dashboard. And if it's the first time you're hearing about this, or you just say, what is that? Well, it's meant to provide artists and bands with an insight into listening and buying habits of, you guessed it, their fans. When you open up the dashboard, that is, of course, if you're an artist, you'll get the number of plays you've had, spins, song purchases, which is probably not much. I'm sure they're streaming more than they're purchasing. Plus, it'll give you tools to provide data all the way back to June of 2015. How the hell did they do that? Of course, Apple says its aim with Apple Music for Artists is to provide more information to the independent acts out there so they can be in better touch with their fan base. Hey, as an independent artist once in my life, I would have killed for this 10 years ago. And finally, you know, we talk about smartwatches all the time, and we talk about, you know, Samsung's making theirs, and of course we got the Apple Watch. One that never came up was Microsoft. Why aren't they making a watch? Well, guess what? They did. It was called the Xbox Watch, and it actually harked all the way back to 2013. It had a 1.5-inch display and removable bands like modern smartwatches have now. How did we know that this actually exists? Well, newly leaked images, thanks to this thing called the internet, have appeared online. So what all did this smartwatch do? Well, by the looks of it, we can't tell if it did a whole lot. It looks like it could keep track of your workouts, which in turn, if you wanted to use it, you actually had to put in all of your own details, you know, how tall you are, how much you weigh, and we know we would have lied about all that. It tracked your heart rate, and it looks like it actually had a built-in SIM feature where it could have phone calls, and possibly internet. Yes, all on 1.5 inches. One thing it looks like it never did was play video games. So why they called it the Xbox Watch in the first place? Well, that's Microsoft. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our website powered by uk2.net, britishtechnetwork.com for all of our podcasts and our blog and review section over there. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network. Why don't you give us a follow over there too? Come on. Also, give us a follow on Twitter as well at British Tech. You can also give me a follow too if you like at Kyle Swagger. And of course, there's our BTN community. We love for you to be a part of it. Come on over, britishtech.slack.com. The news show will return on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, the week has officially begun. Yes, it's Tuesday. Enjoy your day. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.